And Leia, there's two big announcements.
Ooh.
This is the 50th episode of Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Wow.
Can I get a cluck cluck?
Cluck cluck!
And the Milwaukee Bucks just won the NBA for the first time since 1971.
Woo!
So we Wisconsinites are just thrilled.
Okay. Cluck, cluck, go cluck. Bucks! Cluck cluck!
Fear the deer. That's their slogan, Leia. Fear the deer.
Really? I never knew.
Well, we all fear the deer in Wisconsin today, but I am a Midwest middle school reading specialist and a mother of three. Who are you?
Who am I? Well, I'm Leia. I'm a middle school teacher at an international school in Beijing, China. And I have not been watching NBA, but I have been reading up a storm this summer. My Kindle app is on all of my devices, Edie, and I've always got at least two or three books going. I live here in China with my sweetheart, Don, and our two teenage daughters. And Edie, while, once again, not playing basketball, I did join a gym. So, in addition to reading, writing, and podcasting, I am also getting buff.
Oh, so good. Maybe you can, like, join in a game of pickup basketball at some point.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
A quote and cleaning up your photos.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Summer reading.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week. Leia, what do you have for us? A tip or a trick?
Well, as you'll recall, Edie, I have no idea what the difference is between a tip or a trick, but I'm going to call it a tip. So here's the idea. This is, and I got this from Gretchen Rubin, talking on Happier in Hollywood. And she talked about the idea of cleaning out your old junk photos in your phone and how daunting it can be, right? So her suggestion was, I think I may have listened to this in around New Year, but her suggestion was that every day, or whenever you think about it, go into your Apple Photos app and search for today's date. And what it will do is return all the pictures that you've taken on that day over the years, right? So you pull them up and then you delete anything that's garbage, and you can also find a fun memory to text to a friend. So you get cleanup, reflection, and connection all in the same few minutes.
Oh, that is good. Reflection and connection, Leia.
I know. I don't think I made that up. I think that's actually straight from the mouth of Gretchen Rubin. But yeah, cleanup, reflection, and connection.
You often send me fun pictures from the past.
You're right. I come up with Facebook memories. That's where I usually see them. But I do like the idea of doing this on my Apple Photos app or on my Google app, because that way I have a lot of stuff that I'll just screenshot and whatnot, a lot of garbage that I don't need to keep, or you know, just shots that are I've taken six times. So I think it's a real good way to clean up as well. And yeah, keep in touch and share cool things with people.
Yeah, my tip also involves Gretchen Rubin, and it is a quote straight from her. It is, what you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while. So Gretchen is all about consistency and habits. And remember, Leia, I switched my word from celebration to consistency.
I do.
So I probably should write this quote on a post-it note and put it on my wall or something. So writing a little bit every day is better than having like a writing marathon once a year at a workshop.
Yeah.
It's better to walk like every day rather than killing yourself once a month with CrossFit, where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get in shape, you know, in this, right, right, this hour. And definitely, it's important to drink your collagen every day rather than whenever you think about it. You got to, you know, do that every day.
Or there's no point in spending all that money, right? If you're not going to
do it
every day.
Otherwise, skip it.
Yeah.
Skip it.
Okay. Wow. So both of our tips this week, Charlotte will be doing some editing. Let's try that one more time. Both of our tips this week come from Gretchen Rubin. That's amazing. Love it.
Well, she's amazing and I love her, but do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for campfire chat. Okay, Leah, this week we're going to be talking about summer reading and books that we have been enjoying. So why don't you kick things off and tell us about three books that you have been enjoying. I know that we won't get treated to you reading aloud from the book, but people can look back at our past episodes to hear you read aloud.
Okay. Okay. Yes, they can. So, Edie, my summer goal is usually to pick one meaty, substantial book that's a real doorstopper, as you would call it.
Oh, I like that, Leah. Just focus on one big book all summer long.
Yeah. So last year, my book was The Nightingale, but this year I haven't actually managed to get around to it because I've been going from one book to the next on my Kindle, kind of like a Rolodex, just cycling through the books.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, maybe I'll stumble upon a very, very substantial book. But in the meantime, the first book I want to tell you about is called Tell Me Three Things by Julie Buxbaum, Buxbaum. Now, I had no idea what it was about. Somebody had recommended it to me a while back, and I had it queued up on my Kindle, so I popped it open. And Edie, I also had no idea it was a YA novel, young adult, for those of you who haven't been listening to our other podcasts, when I started it. But I was entranced from the very first page until the last, which I finished at exactly 3:46 a.m., just 2 days after I started it.
Ooh, that does sound good, Leah.
So you've told us
a lot of information, but I have no idea what this book is about, other than it's young adult. Tell us.
Young adult. YA. Okay. Well, I don't want to say too much, but Jessie, the main character, her mother dies and her father finds a new wife and they have to relocate from Chicago to Los Angeles and just start this whole new life. So Jessie is struggling with her identity. She's in grade 11, I think. She has to deal with mean girls at her new school at the same time as dealing with her grief and actually figuring out how to live with a new family that she barely knows. So, you know, really tough stuff. And then one day she gets this anonymous email from someone called SN, which I think is short for somebody/nobody. And this stranger gives her advice on how to survive in her new world. And so a lot of the novel is them talking back and forth, lots and lots of texting. So I think that makes it feel really current, almost like the writer is actually in high school or has been in high school recently and gets all the lingo and the social media stuff. But it's also just so sweet and filled with mystery and beautifully written. In your words, Edie, I was riveted. Just riveted.
So do you find out who the somebody nobody is, or is that giving it away?
Well, yes, you do. But you know, it kind of leads you on the whole way through. And there are some twists and turns and surprises. Mm. But I would say that it is for anyone who's looking for a bit of romance, some laughter, and certainly a look at teenagers living in today's world of technology. So I feel like most of the people listening to our podcast are not teenagers, but
yes,
you will, go figure, huh? But you'll totally identify regardless. If you've been a teenager, you're going to identify, but you'll also really notice the differences and maybe some of the pressures of living in a teenage world today, as opposed to the world you once lived in. Just can't recommend it highly enough.
All right. That sounds really good. Yeah. I'm thinking after the show, we should talk off air about how to up our teenage numbers.
For the podcast. Yeah. We need more teens, people. Yeah.
I have lots to say to the teens.
Maybe we need to start another podcast for teens. Two middle school teachers talking to teens.
It'll just blow up. Because teens don't get enough of, you know, teachers talking at them. They'll want more.
They want a podcast of us. Yeah, right. Okay, moving right along.
All right.
Book number two that I have to recommend is Talking to Strangers. So I blasted through this book a few weeks ago, and then I got Dawn to read it immediately so I would have someone to process it with. Because I just wanted to talk and talk and talk about it. Talking to Strangers is by Malcolm Gladwell, and he's an old standby in the NF or nonfiction world. So, Edie, I don't know about you, but I love studying and understanding how people tick. And all of Malcolm Gladwell's books examine this in one way or another. So this is a sociological study of how we are, I don't know, like inclined to believe and trust in other people, even when it goes against our best judgment. So, for example, we think that by meeting someone and shaking their hand and looking into their eyes, we can get a grasp of who they are or how they feel or what kind of people they are. And I don't know, like we think a bit of personal knowledge will give us a big insight into their character. Or at a job interview, you know, it's like, oh, I know this person will be a great employee. Or on a first date, you know, you have these first impressions that you're sure are true. But this book unpacks how absolutely untrue that all is. So one of the examples that Gladwell gives is before the Second World War, Neville Chamberlain, who is the Prime Minister of Britain, met with Hitler, invited him to the UK to chat with him because he was concerned about what could be an impending war. And Hitler made this promise that he would not take over the rest of Europe. And then he gave Neville a double handshake that apparently he reserved for especially friendly demonstrations. And so Chamberlain was convinced that everything would be fine because of the Hitler double handshake, which obviously it was not.
Oh.
Right? So, Edie, anyway, there's so many really, really good accounts of when we think we believe people and the absolute opposite is true. But here's a really great tidbit, because I know you love your audiobooks. Apparently, in the audiobook version of Talking to Strangers, you will actually hear the voices of the people Gladwell interviewed. So you'll hear scientists, criminologists, I think some psychologist from the military, and you'll hear the actual arrest. This is a big part in the book of Sandra Bland by the side of the road in Texas. And yeah, he revisits like all sorts of deceptions from Bernie Madoff to the trial of Amanda Knox, that American girl who was arrested for murder in Italy, the suicide of Sylvia Plath. And you actually hear in the audio version directly from many of the people who were involved in these real life tragedies.
Oh, I like the idea. Yeah. Of hearing all that. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm kind of thinking I'm going to reread it by listening to it this time.
I think you'll get even more out of it, Leah. That's really good. Yeah.
I know. And I do feel like I want to keep talking about it, and I don't remember things very well. So maybe if I listen to it, I'll be able to carry on the conversation.
Yeah.
So that's my NF recommendation that I've finished reading pretty recently. And my final recommendation, I just finished reading last night, Edie, and it also had me riveted. So much so that I want to learn how to surf.
Not that.
This
good
is
grief.
Definitely a, yeah, this is definitely a BR book, Edie.
BR. Beep, beep. Beep, back up. What's BR? No idea.
Come on. It's a beach read.
Oh.
Beach read. Yes. In fact, it takes place on a beach. So this is by the same author who wrote Daisy Jones and the Six, which was a big hit last summer, and it's called Malibu Rising. And it's the story about these really intense bonds that these four siblings have. Okay, so this novel, it just like immerses you in a glamorous, star-studded world, but it's just really full of raw human emotion. So its characters felt compulsively real to me. Each one is flawed and messy. You love them all. And Edie, it is just compulsively readable. And Oprah Daily, and I didn't know there was an Oprah Daily, and I'm going to find out about this, but Oprah Daily describes it this way. If summer could somehow fit into a book, then you'd find it in Malibu Rising.
Oh. I wonder if this would be fun to listen to on Audible as well, because I know Daisy Jones and the Six, it had so many characters. And on the Audible, I heard that each character was read by a different actor, which would have been good for me, because I was constantly, you know, muddling up the characters. But I wonder if an Audible would make this beach read even come to life more, Leah.
You could be lying on the beach with your earbuds in, listening. Yes, or surfing and listening.
Yes, that is my dream.
I don't really want to learn how to surf. Can you imagine? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to stand up paddleboard, like try that, but I can't buy a paddleboard and store it in my garage.
No.
No.
No, and you know, you don't live on the ocean, so neither do I.
There's that.
Let's put that dream aside for now.
For now. Let's put a bookmark in that for now.
So, Edie, what about your books? What three books did you choose?
Okay, Leah, I didn't go on such a wide variety of books like you have been reading with your BRs, your YAs, and your NFs. I've just been reading, or I've been listening on Audible to memoirs. And do you know
memoir.
Why?
Tell me.
Memoir. Memoir. Do you know why I've been listening to the memoirs?
You tell me.
Because on Audible, they are read in the author's voice.
Oh.
So currently I am listening to Carly Simon's Boys in Trees, and she reads it, and she also like sings some of the songs, or she strums on her guitar, or you
Get
know plays
out.
The piano as little interludes. And plus, Carly Simon is as the kids say, spilling the tea. She's spilling the tea. I heard that James Taylor did not like this memoir. And wow, can I see why? If I were him, I would not read it. She goes into very intimate details of their relationship. And of course, I am riveted.
Yeah.
But it's very saucy, so it's not like romance behind the door. So if you like that kind of thing, do not pick up Boys in the Trees. But I didn't know that her dad was the Simon of Simon and Schuster.
Good trivia. I like it.
Okay. She had quite a childhood, just nuts, very, very dysfunctional cuckoo. Oh. So, but I would highly recommend Boys in the Trees, and you need to listen to Carly read it. And I learned so much. I can't say I was ever a huge Carly Simon fan. I did love, you know, Mockingbird, that she sings with JT. But did you know that Mick Jagger was pursuing her?
I may have known that. They make sense to me together.
Yeah, he was just like a rabid dog about her. So,
but she never gave in?
Well,
don't
think I'm to the point where I can say that. I don't want to give that away. Okay. Plus, I don't know. You know, she can be rather coy. She can spill the tea and be coy. Another memoir that I listened to read, I both read the memoir and I listened to the memoir, is Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. Oh, how could I not love this memoir? So all I have to say about that is, you know, I'm going to be bossy and tell you to listen to it if you're a Boss fan. If you're not, then, you know, skip it. But I would say with the Carly Simon one, even if you're not a Carly Simon fan, you will get a kick out of it. And the last memoir is David Sedaris's The Best of Me. Mm-hmm. I spent some time driving up to doing some road trips, and I listened to The Best of Me. And he is such a nut. You know?
Oh, my gosh, right?
There's this whole long chapter in there about him buying taxidermy and like finding this taxidermy shop in France. And I think it was like a squirrel or something. And I'm just like, how can this guy have such a career? And, you know, this is what he's writing about. I don't know, but it was hilarious. And I love hearing it read in his voice because it adds to the humor. It's very, I don't know if light is the right word, because sometimes he can be quite disturbing. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I sure do.
Yeah. So there you go. We have Boys in the Trees, Born to Run, and The Best of Me. Those are my memoir recommendations, but I would highly suggest listening to them on Audible.
All right. Well, I love the idea of listening to Carly Simon's on Audible, especially now that I've joined the gym. And that was one of my goals, was to start using Audible. But the idea of her, you know, riffing a little bit and singing, and I love that idea. So I think that might be a really fun Audible to start with. Cool.
Yeah, and Bruce does that as well.
Does he? Oh, so good. All right. Well, that may be in my future. Okay, so the next thing, Edie, we want to talk about is our preferred reading styles, because this has already come up throughout the episode. But you can tell we're both huge readers, but we read in different ways. We have different reading styles, ways of reading, where we read. So for me, over the last few years, it's become Kindle all the way. I rarely open a paperback book or a book with paper unless it's been given to me, and then I do. But I love that I can, you know, I can just, for example, next week we're going on vacation, we're heading out to Kashgar, and I'll have on my phone or on my iPad, whichever way I want to read, I'll have, you know, 3 dozen books. I can pick whatever I want. And my luggage is not weighted down. So I'm all about the Kindle. I also commute to work. So in China, it's pretty cheap to take Ubers, or we call them Didis. So that's the way we usually get to work in the mornings and go home. And I love to read on my commute, so I'm not driving. So instead of scrolling through the news, which I used to do compulsively, or looking on Facebook, which I can't really do because we need a VPN to access Facebook in China, I like to just read. So it gives me a good, when I use my time, I've got a good 40 minutes of reading on my commute to and from work every day, which is fabulous. I also love to read in bed. Who doesn't? I am one of those rare creatures, however, who has never fallen asleep while reading. The guy beside me, Edie, every night is like, you know, he's holding up a book or his iPad, and I can just see his head starting to bob, right? And the iPad will make it, slowly make its descent and then rise again, and then he eventually, he's out, right? But I just never.
Leia, you're spilling the tea about Don.
I am. I should write a memoir.
You should write a memoir. And sing memoir. Between the yes. chapters, fires burning.
So talented. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I never fall asleep while reading in bed. And so, but I do a lot of reading in bed, and I have to force myself to put the books down because I do know I need to sleep. I enjoy reading in coffee shops. Don't do it as much as I'd like to. And of course, these days it's been harder to do. And while riding my exercise bike, right? So I have a nice recumbent bike. I'm actually sitting on it right now as I record. So I like to just, you know, ride and read, ride and read. And my final favorite place, Edie. What? What are you laughing at?
I'm now picturing everything as you write a memoir, and I could see that being a chapter break in your book. Ride and read, ride and read. Chapter 14.
Jeez. And chapter 15, read in the tub.
Splash and read, splash and read.
I did drop my phone in the tub the other week. I was having a nice bath at a hotel, reading a book, and it went in, and I retrieved it in time. It is one of the later iPhone incarnations, and it survived. It was fine. I towel dried it, and I've had no problems.
Oh, good.
So, yay. Whew. Because I used to have to put my devices in the tub in like a prophylactic, right? A Ziploc bag, or I had special things I'd buy from Amazon that I'd, you know, that I'd sheath my iPhones and my iPads in before I got in the tub. But apparently they're waterproof these days, so I'm good.
Oh, you don't have to put them in a bag of rice?
Nope, apparently not. But, you know, be careful, yeah. Folks. Do be careful.
Yeah.
What about you?
So I pretty much only read in bed. Sometimes I read on the couch, but I listen to audiobooks all the time now because I shouldn't say this, Leia, but I'm becoming kind of tired of podcasts.
Oh, no. You're not tired of ours, though.
No, I'm riveted by ours. I do not read on the Kindle. I have one somewhere, but I don't like reading on them. It makes sense for you because, you know, of your lifestyle, Leia. But it's all paper for me, and I usually get my books from thrifting, borrowing, or the library. It's rare that I actually, you know, purchase a new book. It has to be one that I really want to read, like, immediately, which does happen quite a bit. So, a couple other things is friend of the pod, Uncle Paul, has a reading, a summer reading recommendation for us.
Oh.
He really likes mysteries, and I know lots of our chicks and roosters love mysteries. I don't like mysteries because I get to the end and I'm just like, who cares? You know, I read all that, now, you know, whatever. But I mean, people are avid mystery readers, and some people only read mysteries, right?
Right. Yeah.
But he is recommending the Vish Puree mystery series written by Tarquin Hall. He says they're short, like about 200 pages. So I think I might actually try one. It's about an Indian private investigator who is helped with air quotes out by his mother, who thinks she's a private investigator. So already that sounds hilarious, right? It was recommended by that one guy who wrote the number one ladies detective agency. That mystery series set in Africa. So some of the titles are just, they really caught my fancy. The titles are The Case of the Deadly Butter Chicken. And here's another one. The Case of the Reincarnated Client. So there you go, mystery readers. And Uncle Paul, tweet. The Vish Puree Mystery Series. Yeah, he is an avid reader. So
let's put that in the show notes. Thank you, Uncle Paul. Good one. It's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
So this week your challenge is to read
a riveting book
in a fabulous place,
in a way that is completely enjoyable for you.
So why don't you post photos of you reading your book on the coop this week? That would be fun. Yes. Then we could see where chicks and roosters are reading and what they are reading. Yeah. You don't need to post a picture of you reading in the tub, Leia. That could get us in trouble. That could get us kicked off Facebook.
Yes. Whew, too hot. Okay. No.
Too steamy.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, that sounds like a great challenge, though. I love it. So we would also like to challenge you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and write us a review on iTunes. Didn't we get a great one last week? Did you see it, Edie?
Well, why don't you read it to us in your beautiful voice, Leia? We don't need people jarred by my Midwestern voice.
Oh, stop it. You've been riveting today, Edie. Okay. Well, we got a lovely 5-star review this week from Ms. Nazarene titled Inspiring and Entertaining. And Ms. Nazarene writes, I love these podcasts. Not only do they offer a wealth of takeaways toward a happier, more effective lifestyle, but they are funny as well. Who doesn't appreciate a hearty laugh now and then? Example, in the most recent edition, Leia tells the story of leaving a dinner party in her own home to enjoy a rejuvenating bath, then reappearing peaceful and resplendent in a flowing caftan. Hilarious. To be able to laugh at oneself is an admirable quality and par for the course with these two chit chat chicks. Listening to the weekly podcast is certainly a bright spot in my life.
Oh, I am thinking that Miss Nazarene should write a book. That is quite a well-crafted review. My goodness. Look at that vocabulary Ms. Nazarene is using. Rejuvenating. Kaftan.
Well, and thank you for taking the time to write it. We really appreciate reviews.
Okay, have a great week, and we will see you again next Sunday with an episode on finishing your incompletes.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.